Thunder Bay, we know there's stigma in the community. We know there's stigma in our hospital. So we want to start talking about it, said Joelle Macy, manager for adult mental health programs at Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center. Macy was speaking Tuesday at the launch of the hospital's new campaign aimed at bringing awareness to and breaking down the stigma associated with substance use and addiction. Hospital officials plan to define what stigma is within the institution and to provide education on the appropriate tools and strategies to help staff care for patients with mental health and addictions issues. Staff members were given the opportunity to attend the announcement of the project. We've invited all our staff to come out. The big issue, we know, is that stigma is preventing people from accessing care in the hospital. We know it isolates families. At times, it can also be a reason why patients decide to leave the hospital. So we are concerned about that, because if people are leaving the hospital, they may not be getting the care that they've come here for, Macy said in an interview. She said TBRHSC wants to ensure it provides a welcoming environment. All individuals with addictions and substance use disorder deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, said Adam Vinnett, Vice President of Patient Experience and Chief Nursing Executive. Our words and actions matter. Outdated language around addictions and substance abuse continues to be used in conversations, and this can be a barrier to breaking down stigma. It is our responsibility to advocate for change. Kyle Arnold, a harm reduction support worker with Norwest Community Health Centers, participated in the launch. Having faced 2 decades of stigma, I've seen its harm up close, Arnold said. But through my journey, I've learned a powerful truth. No one is beyond help, and everyone deserves compassion. The campaign kickoff is taking place over the next 3 days, with project members visiting inpatient units to provide education on approaches to reduce stigma, as well as an opportunity to sign a pledge to work toward using person-first language. Julia Daniele, a clinical nurse specialist in addictions medicine and mental health, said that means referring to patients as people with a substance use disorder rather than using the word addicts or other derogatory terms. Substance use and addiction is a medical condition. This isn't a moral failing, and this isn't a choice for people, she said. The hospital will roll out the campaign with different initiatives throughout the coming year, including educational videos and posters as learning tools for staff. With files from Jessa Clement, TBT News.